Now, the master of the National Maternity Hospital has said that he would be open to removing or further defining the phrase clinically appropriate on legal documents associated with the new hospital on the St. Vincent site. Professor Shane Higgins joins us now. Good afternoon, Professor Higgins. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
What's your understanding of the phrase clinically appropriate care?
Well, my understanding in relation to the legal framework and the constitution of the NMHDAC is that it protects the use of the building solely for maternity, gynecology and neonatal care. Now, I believe that, and I'm coming to see that the concerns expressed by many people, that could be an ambiguous statement that could be interpreted differently, has led to a lot of concern about the use of the statement. And
yes.
I absolutely get that.
You accept then that it is vague and that it needs perhaps to be clarified or removed?
Well, as a clinician, I don't see the vagueness, but I do appreciate that there are people out there who have and have brought to the attention of the government, and removed or defined better would be how I would see it going ahead.
You say you don't see the vagueness, but for example, Professor Louise Kenny from the University of Liverpool said on Drive Time this week that one interpretation of the phrase clinically appropriate might be to deny a woman who requested an abortion in the first 12 weeks because there would be no clinical reason to allow it. Do you accept that could be the case?
Well, it says all clinically appropriate and legally permissible. So if any woman can request termination of pregnancy before 12 weeks of life, and it's legally permissible, and then she would not be denied that in any Irish in a hospital that's providing that service. Mm. The services that we're currently providing to all women who attend us. And, you know, I can, you know, that's Louise's interpretation of it. That's not why it was put in there, and we don't see it as an issue.
Yes, but do you accept that is potentially one of the potential fallouts that in such a case as that, that may not be clinically appropriate to that it may be clinically appropriate to deny a woman an abortion in the first 12 weeks?
I can see where that argument is being made. And as I said, I'm open to defining it more accurately or having it removed remove that ambiguity.
And that process of redefining it or removing it entirely from the legal documents, that's a process which is likely to take some time, isn't it? It wouldn't be done before Tuesday when the Cabinet was to meet.
No, I think that could be done in a very short period of time, well in advance of Tuesday's Cabinet meeting.
You believe then that the entire constitution could be redrafted and that phrase removed before Tuesday?
Well, that's what clinically appropriate. That's two words to be removed from the constitution, if that's the direction, or some way of defining it more accurately so that it removes the ambiguity around it. Yes, I believe that can be done before Tuesday.
Okay. One other option is to include perhaps a non-exhaustive list of procedures that could be carried out or should be carried out in the hospital. Would that be acceptable to you? Would that be helpful?
Yes. That would be a way of amending it that would make it more clear.
It would be helpful if this clarity then included a non-exhaustive list of procedures.
Yes. As long as it's definitely seen as a non-exhaustive list so that we're not curtailed from introducing additional practices in the future when they may become available.
And so all of this now is in the political arena to be decided by the government on Tuesday. And at the same time, we have the main opposition party, Sinn Féin, tabling a motion to calling for the hospital to be built on state-owned land. If that position was to be agreed to, what impact would that have on when this hospital could be built?
Well, again, I suppose it depends very much on how quickly that could be progressed. If the government are going to postpone any decision to progress this until issues like that are fully addressed, if it doesn't succeed on Tuesday, then it may push it down the road by a year, 2 years. I that's not my area of expertise, so I wouldn't be able to comment further than that. But that's likely to be the impact of it.
What are you saying then to the Cabinet about the decision that comes before them on Tuesday?
Well, I suppose, you know, we talk about three stakeholders, but in fact there's four. The Department of Health, the HSE, St. Vincent's and the National Maternity Hospital have been engaged in this area for a number of years. It's not something that we've put together in a short period of time. I think all four parties are very comfortable with where we're at with this at the moment. I think there are, this last fortnight has afforded people the opportunity to vent their concerns and to have them addressed. And I hope that many of them have, and I hope that we've contributed to that narrative in terms of addressing some concerns. So I would be encouraging the government to pass the memo, to accept the memo, and allow this vital infrastructural project to proceed.
Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital, thank you for joining us on the News at One.